Radio station signed on in October 1954 as WIAN. It was owned and operated by Indianapolis Public Schools, with studios and transmitter located at Shortridge High School at 34th and Meridian.
This program was produced in the studios of radio station WIAN at Shortridge High School. Arthur Van Allen was technical supervisor and studio engineer.
That's Arthur Van Allen, who managed the radio station from 1958 to 1986. I recently spoke with his widow, Mary Van Allen.
The reason for the station, as it was initially licensed, was to provide educational programs to be piped into the classrooms of IPS.
WIAN was on the air for 3.5 hours on school days, playing 15-minute blocks of pre-recorded instructional programs. While student responsibilities for operating the radio station dovetailed with various class subjects, WIAN's Shortridge High School era ended in 1970. Again, Mary Van Allen.
And at that time, then, the station moved from Shortridge to the building on Fletcher Avenue. The programming then became eclectic, and Art applied to NPR and was very happy and surprised that they did get the license to be an NPR station, because most of the licensees were college and university stations at that time.
Now the radio station's 8-hour broadcast day began at 3 p.m. and included National Public Radio's All Things Considered. WFYI President and CEO Lloyd Wright recalls his introduction to WIAN in 1976.
My first real job out of college was with the state, the Indiana Department of Public Instruction, what's now the Indiana Department of Education. And in my first 2 weeks on the job, they suggested that I go spend time at the Center for Instructional Radio and Television that was operated by the Indianapolis Public Schools, and was just so impressed with this relatively new Center for Instructional Radio and TV and the good work that they were doing at WIAN.
The station transitioned into a full-service public radio station in 1979 as closed-circuit television became the dominant instructional medium at IPS schools. WIAN drew more volunteers and financial support from listeners who appreciated its jazz, classical, news, folk, and drama programs. And, of course, there were membership drives to keep the station going.
We need $400, 10 people to take out a household membership. That's our $40 level. We need your support right now. It is vital that we get to this $100,000 mark. Let me give you that number, 635. WIAN.
As public support of the radio station grew, the owner's interest in it waned. IPS sold WIAN in December 1986 to the owner of public television station WFYI TV 20. The call letters were changed to WFYI FM in March 1988. Again, Lloyd Wright.
We began to focus our attention more on news and talk sometime in the 1990s. And more recently, I think because there is a void in local journalism, WFYI has made a decision to expand our news presence, especially on radio and online. And so that's become a more important part of our focus on our operations with 90.1 FM.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Don Hibschweiler.